We're 10 campers, but we used to do the side of the illegal camping, okay? So now we're glad to have this. Because
oh,
too far to drive. It's a long way.
This is the closest race we have. It's still 120 miles away from home.
We're in southeastern Mass.
We're boiling some potatoes for some potato salad for lunch with some cheeseburgers and some Chinese sausages.
Woo! Go, Junior, go! And just being here, the excitement of hearing the thunder under the hood.
Yeah.
The roar of the cars.
Yeah.
Very invigorating.
And they come by here and they rev up their motors as they're going by.
Rev it up!
The girls usually come up here with their dad, and their dad passed away in October, but we wanted to keep up with the tradition, and that's why we're here. Usually I just pack the stuff and say, have fun!
We're going to the race on Sunday, and we made shirts, you know, in memory of our dad, and we have pit passes that we got, so we're hoping to meet some of the drivers.
We've never had them, and he's always wanted to go in the pit.
If I did nothing else this weekend, if I didn't even watch the race, if I met Junior, I'd be like, listen, your dad and my dad are up there yelling at you, trying to get you to get into first and win the race. So.
I caught those.
We got three
four big ones.
Three big boys, one medium, and one a small baby.
That's your average pound of quarter lobster.
Which one's missing the claw, Frank? This one right here. You get a baby claw right there, and one ate it off.
This weekend gives me a chance to forget about the real life of work and the politics and everything else, and you come up here 2 or 3 days, forget about everything.
I camp up here all the time. I hit 3 or 4 tracks a year.
People.
You meet people from all over the world, all over the country that come here because they like the speed, they like the adrenaline, and there's good people that you meet year after year after year, and there's never any problems. So everybody come out to NASCAR and have a good time.